have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
I'm coming to change the game, shake these haters and switch your lane. Jesus Christ, the one that I claim, the name above all names. He's supernatural, like a superhero. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, six-figure zeros. I'm working hard for the kingdom, spread the word everywhere in the land. Message of my soldiers, sending the word of God to bless every man. No matter who you are, I'm not the one to judge. If you a cook of blood, a street thug, or somebody's plug, I'm still gonna show you love. I used to be in the game, until I got on my knees and called out my hero's name. Father in heaven, forgive me for my sins, my life is torn apart. Gotta meet a new star, believing in you, I can win. Again and again and again, he would catch me when I was falling. Getting high, watching time fly, I was ready to die, my name he was calling. His mercy and grace saved my life, protected me from the evil. All the hatred and anger in my people, he is my hero. Showing the women and men, we gotta turn, I gotta repent, so he can restore the land. He's got the master plan, every day we give him praise. No more am I a slave, thank God my soul is saved. All over the world, people are struggling from tribulation. My superheroes, the answer to every situation. People, please believe, our superheroes everywhere. When you're at home or in the streets, it's flying in the air. Be aware, stay so reminded, don't let the world have you blinded. Words of wisdom, stay ambitious, and never stop grinding. Hard work will pay off, have faith and keep believing. Never forget the devil's a lie, victory's your season. Stand strong, you ain't alone, God will never forsake you. When you represent the kingdom, yes, the world gon' hate you. Stand strong, you ain't alone, God will never forsake you. When you represent the kingdom, yes, the world gon' hate you.
My sins been washed away and now I'm celebrating. Room the sunset, free is free indeed. Now he free me, cut me loose, and he broke every chain.
I know you see me smiling, but the fish is now. And everybody don't even know what's going down. They see me frozen, and I'm laughing at my wrists now. It's all because of the free, you see how what's this bound. You see me smiling, but the fish is now.
No longer bound by my mistakes, I got a clean break. I keep a smile, no longer bound, don't see that mean face. Can't keep me down, see I've been found and I done seen great. I'm walking solid feeling like a million bucks. Cause I got Jesus with me, see it when it's right. You can even hear it when I speak about him. Once you get the Holy Spirit, it's gonna have you shout. Hallelujah, thank you Jesus, I would never ever know the reason. Love me, and you keep me, always there for me when I'm reaching. The word to teach me, how to seek me, when I'm fresh with them ugly demons. Your name is all powerful, and when I say it, they go retreat. Yeah. See, once I heard his voice, it touched my soul, and then I made a choice. And it's the best decision that I ever made. I was granted freedom, yes, my life was saved.
I know you see me smiling, but the fish is now. And everybody don't even know what's going down. They see me frozen and I'm laughing at my wrists now. It's all because I'm saying free, you see how what's this bound. You see me smiling, but the fish is now. And
everybody... Yes, that was it right there. Free. Woo-hoo-wee. Welcome. Another Sunday with us with your boy Dre. And I tell you, it has been quite the week, but we are back again. And you know what? I say it a lot. Matter of fact, I say it quite often. I say it all the time, but I really do mean it this time. Not like I didn't mean it the last time or that last time I said it was the last time. I really missed you guys, and I'm so glad you took out just a small amount of your time to share it with me for another Sunday with us with Dre. Now, I must read the disclaimer to you, and it simply states, I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for you because I love you and I want you to be better. Y'all got problems and I'm here to solve them because I help people. That's kind of what I do. And I would be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to recognize and acknowledge Kimberly Robinson and Elation Magazine for giving me such a wonderful platform in which I can use to help so many people. Let's get right into it. Now, this Sunday, when that's what we're going to be doing, is we're going to be answering some of your mail, some of your letters. You know, people are always writing to the show, and they have questions, well, you know, about life and questions about love and wealth and decisions that can change your lives for the better. Well, I just want to help you, and I'm going to answer some of those emails and see if I can give it a old Sunday with Nuts with Dre touch to make things better for you, to give you some insight. All right, here we go. And this first email comes from Teresa in Dallas. Okay, and it reads, hey Dre, I have a question for you. My husband has not worked in over a year. Now, he does things around the house, like he cooks occasionally, and sometimes he does clean up. And he will take me to work and drop me off. And then most of the time when he picks me up, I never have to wait more than 15 minutes for him. But lately, I just feel like it's not enough. I know he could be doing more. He says he's trying. He's out looking for a job. But it's been over a year. Is it time for me to cut ties? I don't want to end my marriage. I just want things to change. Signed, help me, please. Wow, Teresa. That's a tough one. The man ain't worked. Let me just see. The man ain't worked in over a year. He cleans up occasionally. He cooks every now and then. But he drops you off from work every day. And when he comes to pick you up, it's usually no more than 15 minutes late. know what it sounds like to me, Teresa? It sounds like you got a man that's doing all the right things. He's doing all the right things for food. And that's what you are if you continue to let this go on. Look here. What man ain't worked in over a year? And what woman going to put up with that? So you paying all the bills. You taking care of him. Of course, he going to drop you off at work. So he can have your car and run out all your gas. It ain't his gas. You know why I know it ain't his gas and it ain't his car? Because he ain't got no job. He ain't got no job. He can't afford no car. So he can't afford no gas money. Come on, Teresa. Girl, just change. Get rid of him. You need to cut that zero and find you a hero. That's all I'm saying. Let's see here. Let's scroll. Oh, this next email comes from Christian from Raleigh, North Carolina, and it reads, "Hey, Dre, I just want to know, how many dates should we go on before I let my new boyfriend come in for a little nightcap, if you know what I mean? We've been on 2 dates, and I'm really attracted to him, but I don't want him to think that I'm easy. Please help me." Sign, legs are shaking. Well, I'll tell you what, Christian. First of all, I'm a little confused. Because Christian could be, could be a man or a woman. So it's walking a fine line. I'm just going to assume, Christian, that you are a woman. Okay? Because if it's a man, it changes the whole dynamic of this thing. But assuming you're a woman, Christian, look here. As far as how many dates you should go on with this man before you invite him, quote-unquote, in for a nightcap, I think that's between 2 consenting adults. First of all, why you got to invite him in? How come y'all can't go to his house? Does he not have his own house? Does he have a roommate? Does he have a wife? Does he have a girlfriend? Or better yet, does he have a mama he living with? You need to figure these things out, okay? Why he got to come into your house and fornicate on your couch and your bed? How come you can't go to his place and fornicate? I'm not understanding, Christian. Okay, as far as the number of dates, it could be after the first date or it could be after the 101st date. I mean, that's between y'all. But what I would say is, ain't no sense in getting nasty without no ring on your finger. That's all I'm saying. Okay, we'll do one more. Let's see. Oh, this is okay. All right. Now, this one comes from Emily out of Rochester, New York, and it reads, "I have been dealing with the same problem for the last 3 months. My best friend owes me $200. Now, she was supposed to originally pay it back in 2 weeks when she got paid, but it's been almost 3 months. We see each other constantly. She even has the nerve to continue to call me on the phone to ask me what is up and what am I up to. But she never has said anything about my $200. I don't want to lose a friendship over money, but I'm starting to feel like she played me and made a fool out of me, or she just does not care. It may not be a lot to her, but $200 is a lot to me. Tell me what to do." Sign, money in the hand. Well, let me tell you something. First of all, the quickest way to lose a friend is to lend them money. I'm just here to tell you. That's the quickest way to lose a friend is to lend them money. And now, if it's been all this time, she's supposed to pay you back in 2 weeks, and it's been, what, 3 months, and she ain't paid you $200. She ain't even gave you $10. She ain't made no kind of down payment. But she continues to call you and act as if she's got a zero balance with you. Let me tell you something. You're a better one than me. Because after the 4th week, I'm sorry, not only will we not be friends no more, but we probably going to be enemies. Because she going to mess around and get her wig snatched out. You know you owe me $200. Let me tell you something. I wish you would call me and ask me how I'm doing. I tell you what, you know how I'm doing? I'm doing like a person ain't got $200 and need $200. That's how I'm doing. Oh, what are you doing? You know what I'm doing? I tell you what I'm doing. I'm thinking about that $200 you owe me that I ain't got yet. Okay? That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm doing. Come on, man. I would never say end a friendship over money. But realistically, at this point, is she really a friend? Is she really a friend? Well, that's enough of emails, because I'm starting to get a little ticked off. People are really stupid. You can't let people just walk all over you, dummy, and go get your money. Either that or you take it out of her butt. Matter of fact, take a brick and bust her window out. That'll cost her $200 at least, if not more. And then y'all even. Now, this first segment is one of the staples of the Sunday Winnettes with Dre. This is the I'm a Thug segment. Now, I tell you what, this segment has really opened up some eyes over the years. Because a lot of people don't realize that they are straight thugging. They don't realize they're living the thug life. Tupac lies to you. Heaven ain't got no ghetto, but hell do. And you know what they call it? That's right. Hey, they call it hell. Now, let me tell you something. You could be the thug. Could be a family member that's a thug. Could be a friend that's a thug, a coworker, a stranger in the street. Someone you see at your local grocery store, at the bank, or someone you pass as you walk into the park on a beautiful sunny day. I believe it's our duty and obligation to point out the people who are just straight thugging and let them know, hey, quit living that thug life. Don't be in thug situations. Good for you. Now, if you don't recognize any of these and anybody you know, that's because all of them are you, and you're a straight thug. Here we go. Number one, I'm a thug. Wow. Now, this is a straight-up thug right here. This is a straight-up thug. Wow. I went to church and put a dollar in the collection plate and asked for 50 cents back. Now, that's a thug right there. You mean you're only going to get a Lord 50 cents? You're going to give him half? Well, technically, that ain't really a thug. Because 10% is a dime. So you could ask for 90 cents and you only ask for 50 cents back. You know what? That's kind of a righteous thug. I'm going to give you that one. I'm a thug. Oh, my gosh. Whenever I see a woman in public breastfeeding, I ask her, can I have that other one for myself? Because I get thirsty, too, and I do like milk. See, that's a thug right there. See, first of all, you better quit walking up in people's personal space when they got their child all hugged up intimate like that. And what woman going to let a stranger, an adult man, get up on them like that and then breastfeed them? She don't know you like that. But if you find one, hey, text me your location. I'm next. Anyway, number three. I'm a thug. Ooh-wee. I just got my black and white TV out of the pond. First of all, if you didn't pawn the black and white TV, how long you been in pawn? Because I think they stopped taking black and white TVs back in 78, 79. Come on, man. That's a thug right there for you to leave something in the pond for that long. But that's a thug. Yes, Lord, that's a thug. Number four, thug. Ooh. I put aluminum foil in my microwave just because. See, that right there is a thug. That means you don't care about dying or nothing. You don't care about blowing up stuff, even if it ain't your stuff. You don't care. That's a thug right there. You just throw caution to the wind. This one right here. I'm a thug. I help old ladies cross the street and then snatch their purse and run. So that's a thug right there. See, you helping people. You're not really helping them. You hurting them. Okay, what you're doing is you're going from hero to thief in one fell swoop. Yeah, that's a thug right there. This one right here, I'm a thug. Now, this one right here is a thug. I sneak microwave popcorn into the movie theater. I guess I'm a thug, too, because I do that. I really do. In a Ziploc freezer bag, I sure do. Listen right here. I'm a thug. I broke into my mama's house. And when she asked me what I was doing, I said, practicing for grandma's place. You know what? That's a thug right there. That's sure enough a thug. I'm a thug. Wow. I got caught shoplifting do-rags, and I'm bald. Yeah, that's a thug right there. It make no sense. A thug is stupid. They just do something that don't make no sense. That's a straight-up thug. I'm a thug. I was trying to sell a Muslim a pork and bean pie. So that's a thug right there. Them people going to kill you. Quit playing with folks like that. You know they don't eat no pork. Now, they eat the beans, but they ain't eat no pork because that's just what they do. But that's a thug. For you to even approach him with that, yeah, you the thug for real. And you sure is disrespectful. Again, if you don't recognize any of these and anybody you know, then that's all of them you. Yeah, all of them wrapped into you. You a straight up thug. Quit thugging. Quit living the thug life. This next segment, I'll tell you what, has been another staple of the Sunday with Nuts with Dre. And it is, now here it is. This, and I will tell you, this is one of my favorites. This really is. Come on, everybody, let's shout out to the Lord! Because this one right here has, whose baby is that? Whose baby? I introduced this one about a year and a half ago, and I tell you what, because, of course, I love the kids. But a lot of people got these bad kids, and the reason why the kids are bad is because the parents are bad. And so, really, it's not so much the kids' fault, it's the parents' fault. But whose baby is that? Now, it could be your baby. It could be a family member's baby. It could be a friend, co-worker, stranger in the streets baby, someone you see at the local grocery store, at the bank. Or someone you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful sunny day. I believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people when they got a baby that's just doing too much. Okay? Baby just too extra, as they say. Okay? Now look here. If you don't recognize any of these and any of the babies you know, then all of them are wrapped into your baby. And you're a horrible parent. Go roller skate and rush out of traffic. You're horrible. Fix this. Whose baby is that? 2 years old and got their belly button pierced. Who baby is that? Whose baby is that? Whose baby is that? Lord Jesus. 4 years old and I'm home incarceration. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Whose baby is that? Listen right here. Whose baby is that? In McDonald's, eating a Happy Meal, run out of fries and just start eating their boogers. Wait a minute. Whose baby is that? Whose baby is that? Listen right here. Whose baby is that? I'm just asking, whose baby is that? 6-month-old daughter and got her eyebrows arched. Come on now. Whose baby is that? Whose baby is that? This one right here, whose baby is that? Whose baby is that? 18 months. Got on a dirty pamper, no T-shirt, and the new Jordans. Come on, whose baby is that? Whose baby is that? Listen right here, Lord Jesus. This one right here. Whose baby is that? Whose baby is that? 2 years old. 2 years old, y'all. Already got braces on his teeth. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. How don't you know? You know what? You know your teeth bad when your baby teeth got braces on. I mean, you getting ready to get rid of them. They gonna fall out. They ain't even your regular teeth, your permanent teeth. But your baby teeth is coming in so jacked up. that your parents are so embarrassed by your baby teeth and how jacked up they are that they got braces on them. Come on, man. Whose baby is that? This one right here. Whose baby is that? Whose baby is that? 4 years old, hair so nappy, you got to give them a muscle relaxer before you comb it. Come on now. Whose baby is that? Whose baby is that? Whose baby is that? 3 years old. Three-year-old daughter. Three-year-old daughter. Going to daycare wearing a wig. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Now, if the baby ain't sick and got no condition, then come on now. The baby should have no wig on. Do that baby's hair. Or put a hat on that baby's head. No. Again, I'm trying to help you. It ain't the baby's fault. I love the kid. It's the parent's fault. The parents make me sick. Whose baby is that? Finally, this one right here, whose baby is that? Whose baby is that? 5 years old. 5 years old. Wearing a nicotine patch. Come on now. Who baby is that? What? Really? 5 years old with a nicotine patch on? Who baby is that? Again, I just want to be a blessing and not a curse. I love you. I just want you to be better. Please, be better parents for your kids to be better. Give them a fighting chance. Now, finally, we come to the church announcements. Now, I implore you, please, with the state of the world right now, we need a little bit of Jesus more and more every day. And I invite you to come and join us as we get our praise and worship on, for we are the Jesus Take the Wheel, I Got the Gas, Baptist Church. Now, we're small in number, but we are big in faith. I'm going to say it again. We're small in number, but we are big in faith. Really, why I like to do church announcements because I want everyone to be abreast of what's going on within the church. I want us to be on one accord. I want the bodies to be on the same page. No saint left behind. I like to do church announcements for individuals that may have not been able to attend the in-person sanctuary or don't have access to the internet, so they can't watch us as we stream. For the sick, this and the shut it up in. Also like to do church announcements for individuals that may have been in the sanctuary for the in-person worship or may have been watching us as we stream but missed some parts or all of the announcements because, quite frankly, they was doing stuff they had no business doing. For instance, look here. Don't think I was embarrassed. Okay, y'all laughing and pointing and stuff, talking about the pastor zipping down and he ain't got no draw. First of all, what y'all doing looking down there anyway? Okay, you're supposed to look up to the hills from which cometh your help, not down towards the valley where the snake's at. So, no, I wasn't embarrassed. I wasn't embarrassed at all. You ask First Lady. The one thing I don't worry about is people looking and saying, okay, he ought to be ashamed of himself. Trust me. The only reason my zipper was down is because it was broke. You better ask the First Lady about me. Anyway, announcement number one. Mother Jefferson joined the church on Tuesday. And got sick on Thursday, and we haven't been able to, I know she's certain family members have asked for us to come and pray for Mother Jefferson, and, she's on a sick bed, haven't been able to get up there. And I'm just going to keep it 100 because your pastor's, he's a real pastor. He don't cut no corners. He don't shave the truth. Okay, he gives it to you uncut, unfiltered. The reason why I ain't been up there to pray with Mother Jefferson is for the simple fact is she joined the church and then wrote us a check for $60 and the check was returned. So I ain't have no gas money to go up to the hospital to see her. okay? So if a family member is listening, if you can cash out me the $60 and make up for this bad check she wrote us, then I can put some gas in the El Dorado dog and drive the caddy up there and see Mother Jefferson and might even lay a little hands on her for the healing of the body. Again, my cash app, if you don't know, is $ more money, no phony, 1971. That's $ more money, no phony, 1971. Holler at your boy. Announcer number two. Look here, Brother Clarence, we got no problem with you come again, because you know the church's policy is come as you are, okay? Come as you are. But let me tell you something. You're not going to come sit in my church in the front, okay, with your legs open, wearing some doggone Daisy Dukes, and apparently you ain't got no drawers out. You're not going to sit up there with your legs open, okay? And now, it ain't no gay stuff or no homophobia and stuff or nothing like that. It's just that, let me tell you something, I don't want to see that. I don't want to look out and see that, okay? I just don't want to do it. I just don't want to do it. Matter of fact, the next time you come in my church with some Daisy Dukes on, we're going to run you up out of here because you're going to mess around. And I can guarantee you this. Come into my church with some Daisy Dukes on again and no draws, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure you go to heaven because I'm going to beat the hell out of you. Announcer number three, Mother Pearline. Mother Pearline is always up to something. Look here, Mother Pearline was selling pork chop plates, and she was selling them out of her house, and she was selling them for $5. And Mother Pearline is 98 years old, okay? I'd like to say she don't know no better, but I honestly believe she do. I went and bought one of them $5 pork chop plates, and it had aluminum foil and everything, and I gave the $5. She handed me the plate and then closed the door. I looked up on the aluminum foil, and it had pork chop written on the plate. You know what? Let me tell you something. I'm sad to say, Mother Pearline's house caught on fire two nights ago. They say it was arson. I don't care who they say it is, as long as they don't say it was DeAndre. Finally, we come to the point of announcement that I always look forward to, and I'm looking forward to, for it is the announcement of the building fund. As you know, the building fund has a little bit of everything to offer. Intrigue, mystery, humor, horror, adventure. But most of all, unpredictability. As of today, the building fund has raised, and I quote, the hairs on the back of my neck. Yes, it has. Well, you all, thank you so much for joining for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre, and I sure do appreciate your attention. Now, like I always do, I'm a prayers out, so all eyes are closed. Now, here's a bow. Now, please, I always say, you know, unless you're blind. But even if you're blind, please, please try and close your eyes. Just close your eyes because, it just creeps me out when I see somebody with their eyes closed but they're still open. It creeps me out. So please, all heads are bowed, all eyes are closed, even if you are blind. Oh, Lord, we thank you for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. Thank you for another opportunity to come together in fun, faith, and fellowship. Thank you for making a way. I don't know. What way is that? That other way. Thank you for just being God and God alone. Ooh, I thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty, not guilty, Miss Child. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. What room is that? Go in that room that's got sick written over. Well, most of all, we thank you for being God and God alone, for loving us more than we can love you, even ourselves. Now continue to bless us and keep us, hold us close to your bosom, and we will be forever mindful to give you the honor, glory, and praise. Continue to bless us, keep us, and protect us. Shield us from all hurt, harm, and danger. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You guys have a blessed night. I cannot wait. I'm missing you already. Have a great week. Be blessed and not stressed. I love you, and you can't stop my love. Why? Because my love ain't got no breaks. You guys take care. I'll see you next week with more Zuts, with more Dre. Why? Because I'm a little hungry. Eat me a little bite. Put on just a little weight. Good night, y'all.
I feel like Bruce Banner. Can't nobody stop me. My plug got the answer. I know my guy got me. I'm unstoppable.
You can't stop what is meant to prosper. Nah. Got them hits like an LA Dodger. Yeah. God chose me, put me on the roster. Yeah. Chasing goals, I want Grammys and Oscars. Took some losses, but I'm still a winner. Been forgiven, but I'm still a sinner. Wanna see me fail, that won't happen though. I'm the front page in the centerfold. I can't be stopped, I got the power. My enemies looking real sour. Trying to hold me back like rush hour. All obstacles, I straight devour. No one's gonna stop me, I promise I don't play. You don't wanna whip me, I'm coming no delay. Hear a lot of talking no matter what he say. Turning up the hustle, I'm bringing that heat wave.
He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me.
Host. I got the Holy Ghost, I do not need to boast.
Nah.
Strength within, release through the pen. Write about my sin, cause it inspires men. Humble with the talent, let him put me on high.
On
the
high.
Power that is in me can't be seen like Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi.
Overcome the look of fear and tell it bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Undefeated through the Lord, no I won't lie. Oh my, oh my, you don't wanna waste time, it'll fly by, fly by. Came into the game, it was all in vain. Switched up a frame, now I'm in my own lane.
Yeah.
Gotta see the vision, get a plan, make it clear. Pray and set the hustle, on, I will appear. Never quit, stay the course, trust fate. Even when you think the dream is coming late. I've already had a lot of reasons I can throw in the towel, but the spirit living in me doesn't ever let me know how. Tired of all the rappers claiming what they're really not like, wow. I see a lot of foolery, not fooling me, I gotta call a foul. Can't be stopped, will not quit. I got goals, I'm gon' hit. Go so hard, I'm so lit. Mind on him, homie, that's it.
He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me.
Wrote this verse on the resurrection. Stepped on in, healed my infection. Since that day I've had your protection. No question about it, my best selection. Got the picture like panorama. All glory up to Hosanna. My fire lit, started going hammer. That's why I feel like Bruce Banner.
He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say,